Goulburn isn't just the place you stop for fuel and snacks on your way through to Canberra. It has a fabulous regional gallery led by gallery director Gina Mobayad. And the gallery has just announced its summer programming that opens on November the 27th. And it's running all through the school holidays, which is key, people. That is key. If you have any little ones around and even big ones, this exhibition is for you. The exhibition's titled Infinities and it explores the work. It explores works that defy our human scale conceptions of time. So kind of from the teeny tiny bacterium inside our bodies to the planetary scale of the spinning of the earth and beyond. It's being curated by Berlin-based curator Lauren Reed, and the group show provides a really rich and diverse interpretation of often imperceptible processes, environments, and life forms around us. Joining me this morning is Gina. Thank you so much, Gina. How are you?
Thank you, Willie. I'm really well. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. So Infinities is an immersive show. What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. So immersive means that when you come into the gallery, it's more of an experiential visit to a gallery. So rather than looking at things like static paintings that are brightly lit, the gallery will be fairly dim and your body and your eyes will have to adjust to the environment that we've created inside.
So what are some of the types of works that will be on display then?
It was really nice to hear your introduction, actually, to the exhibition because it reminded me just how exciting this show is.
I know. I read about it and I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get down
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So thank you for that. So we have everything from sculpture from a Maningrida artist called Serena Bonson. So she's working right at the top end of Australia in Arnhem Land, and we have very small video work and then really huge video work. So what we've kind of done is looked at the concepts within the show, and then we're seeking to explore those by the way that we've actually presented the exhibition and the works themselves. And that's something that we do quite a lot. You know, we are the only gallery within an 80-kilometre radius, so we try to transform the gallery for those repeat visitors, our local visitors every time.
I think that's a really great point that you make in terms of it's going to be a real mixture of video and sculpture and that experiential thing, because that's a really beautiful entry point for people who maybe have always thought a gallery is not for them.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And coming from Sydney to Goulburn, I've been here 3 years. One thing I learned in this regional setting is to never underestimate your audiences.
Yes.
And I must admit, it is a really good lesson. And it's an exciting thing to say to people, this is what contemporary art is today. And that's really what this exhibition is looking at too, because when we look at video work, well, so many people own iPhones and almost anyone can make a video work now.
Yeah.
Is it good and bad?
Yeah. I know. Maybe there's some of us out there who shouldn't be making videos.
Exactly.
It's running over the school holidays, and why was that important for you?
Yeah, so we always look at our summer shows as kind of a bit of a banger. And we have so many people that are on the road, as you mentioned before, from Sydney to Canberra, travelling. And Goulburn is a place that a lot of people like to stop off. So we want to give them an experience of the town that's a little bit different to the, you know, the Paragon Cafe or the Big Merino.
God, I always have an iced coffee at the Paragon Cafe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're the two things that we're known for, but there's so much more to this lovely town. But, you know, especially in these times at the moment, and, you know, dare I say the C word, COVID.
Oh, I know, right.
Yeah, there are so many people that are at home or have children that, you know, need entertainment, need to be amused or need something to occupy them. And the gallery's free. So it's always really important that we have this really great kind of long show happening over summer that's fun and immersive and interesting. And to be honest, sometimes a bit strange, just so that we can pique their curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like to think of, I'm imagining that this is going to be like a local adventure, right? So if you're a Sydney-based person or a Canberra-based person or someone who's kind of just going along, this is an adventure you're going to have that is just in your backyard, which is really, I think it's a really nice thing to think that you know this won't be cancelled, like in terms of it's in New South Wales. We're all in New South Wales.
We can all get there now. We're not going anywhere else.
It's been curated by Berlin-based curator Lauren Reed. How did you decide on Lauren for the curation of this show?
Yeah, so I had worked with Lauren about 10 years ago at a gallery, and she is someone whose curatorial practice I have just seen expand and evolve in such a fascinating way. And she's now based in Berlin and has been based in Europe for some time. So she really looks at curating as kind of a practice rather than, bringing together artists and ideas in a very simple way. And so part of this immersive idea and this experiential idea really was off the back of the way that she curates exhibitions. So she's also co-director of a kind of amorphous collective called In Situ Collective, and they do really interesting projects and have just presented an exhibition called Honeymoon, which was all about the idea of, you know, honeymoon period and literally taking a honeymoon. But when COVID hit, they evolved that exhibition to really look at the ideas of travel and boundary in the way that the exhibition was physically presented as well. So she's a really exciting curator. Sadly, will not be here.
I was just about to ask, are you going to have to walk her around on FaceTime?
Yeah, pretty much every day next week during install. So we've been Zooming a lot. It's good that we do have that working relationship already, because we have an understanding of the way that we like to work, and that intimacy is quite important when you're working on a project like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we are going to go live with Lauren on Instagram on Friday night, and that will give everyone a chance to get to know her face and to hear her talk about the show in her own words, which is absolutely key, I think.
Oh, awesome. What's your Instagram handle?
It's at Goulburn Regional Art Gallery.
Wonderful. Okay, so if people want to find out more, they can head to your website. We'll link it on our show notes as well. They can also head to your Instagram, and it's free, which is just so fantastic.
Yeah. It's really important to us that we just keep those doors open and give people something to do.
Yeah. Gina, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. It opens the 27th of November. It's going to be running all school holidays, Infinities. Go check it out, people.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Gina.
Have a great day. Bye.